Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has now filed an appeal to the Federal Court of Appeals regarding the multimillion-dollar civil lawsuit against Sandra Merritt for her undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood's trafficking of human baby body parts. From the beginning in the civil case, we also have, Holly, a criminal case going on at the same time, simultaneously. But in the civil case, for example, the judge in that case has known to be a longtime supporter of Planned Parenthood. We tried to get him recused, thinking and knowing, frankly, being very suspicious that we wouldn't get a fair trial. Well, in fact, that's exactly what happened. From the beginning, the court severely restricted the evidence that we could present. And at the end, unbelievably, after multiple weeks of being in trial, he instructed the jury that they should rule in certain ways on critical issues, and that he already had found that Merritt and David Dalyden should be found guilty or in violation of a couple of laws, which I don't believe are accurate statements, but that's what he said. So he took that big decision away from the jury, and he told the jury, your job really is to determine how much money they have to pay. So the jury came back and reduced the award substantially from what Planned Parenthood was asking, but still it's a very big amount of money, more than $2 million in damages.
Of course, this judge should have recused himself. Let's talk about where he's coming from. Okay, he and his wife are the founder of the, get this name, Good Samaritan Family Resource Center that houses Planned Parenthood of Northern California facility in its complex. So he is supporting a Planned Parenthood in his neighborhood. Okay, so there's number one reason why he should have recused himself.
Yeah, and in 2017, we requested that Orrick recuse himself, but he refused to do so. And so it was pretty obvious during the trial. You know, the whole issue was about these videos, and we had a jury, and yet the judge wouldn't allow us to show the videos. Well, she's being accused of wrongfully recording videos of these conversations.
Because he knows what's in the videos.
Because he didn't want the jury to see what was in those videos.
The truth about
Planned
Parenthood.
Because it is stomach churning. We only got a chance to show a video of one of the doctors and another video of a 2020 documentary that went back a decade before that.
Mm-hmm. Where the two journalists did the same thing that David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt did. They went undercover and interviewed this person who was involved in the trafficking of baby body parts. The same thing.
Same thing.
And when David Dalyden saw that years ago, he said, why didn't anybody do anything? Somebody's got to do something.
And that's what the documentary actually ends with.
Exactly.
All of this is illegal, where they're actually altering the abortion procedure in order to harvest baby body parts, all that's illegal. It's a violation of federal law to do that. And the documentary, a decade plus before, says and ends with, this is illegal and nobody's doing anything about it.
Why are we turning an eye to this? Yeah.
Yeah, so David Dalyden and Sandra Merritt ended up investigating. They met with multiple attorneys and law firms to talk about what are the legal parameters of recording in California. They knew that they could record only if, one, there was consent, or two, there was implied consent, or that there was just no privacy at all. And that would be in public places where people could overhear the conversation. So that's why they always chose very public places, restaurants and other places, where there's lots of people coming and going, and the conversations were not private. Another one was in an elevator with other people not associated with either person in the elevator, and the conversation continued. So these were clearly not private conversations. They were public. Other people could overhear them. That's one of the exceptions. That was certainly met. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, if they suspect that Planned Parenthood was involved in illegal body parts procurement and sale, and the STEM Express and other organ procurement companies were participating, then you could record
an illegal activity.
An illegal activity or something that you suspected was illegal. And what we found out, he wouldn't allow us to present the fact that it is illegal. He wouldn't allow us to present the fact that a prosecutor in California came after the Oregon procurement companies for violating state and federal law for these Oregon procurements. Now, we talk about this, but here's what really happened. Here's what really happened, and it just is stomach churning. And one of the videos is of a person by the name of Dr. Nukatola. She is describing over lunch, casually, how she's gotten pretty good at altering these abortion procedures.
Which is illegal.
Right. And she alters them. That actually puts more risk on the mother so she can harvest intact baby body part organs.
By turning the baby.
She brings the baby out breech.
Right.
And that helps the dilation process. And while the baby's still in, so it's, quote, still an abortion because the baby's head is still inside, but the body is partially out of the mother, then while the baby is still alive there, they harvest the organs from the baby. So they still consider it an abortion, but they're actually taking parts of the baby out of this living baby. Now, these babies, whether this is not really that relevant, but it just shows the barbaric kind of practice. Many of them don't have any anesthesia. And the reason is because the researchers don't want the tissue that they're researching to be contaminated with some kind of drug. So these babies are getting their hearts extracted. In fact, there's one person, a professor, a researcher, stem cell research. She does stem cell research on mice. And she was one of the people they consulted. And that person said that while she was at Stanford doing the research, lo and behold, one day a package arrived, and when it was opened by the people, there was a baby heart still beating. So it means it came from a live baby. That's what her testimony was. It had to have been extracted while it's still beating, and they kept it beating because they wanted it that fresh. And she said, now, if they were to cause unnecessary pain to mice, which is what she did research on, we're talking about mice, that there were rules, she could lose all of her research capability. She could be punished.
She could lose her license
she
for doing
lose her
that on a mouse.
License for doing that on a mouse.
But a human baby?
Right.
Is happening
so
in America
was shocked
today.
That this was happening. All of this was part of what was happening, and this is what they revealed. This is a mother, a grandmother. She was not somebody who was out there as an activist. She had actually prayed to God to use her.
Right.
And as soon as she finished that prayer, within a few minutes, she gets a call from somebody she didn't know, David DeLeiden. And he got her name from someplace and told her what his idea was. And so they came together and they ultimately did all this research. And then they began to do these recordings at different events, conferences, where these Planned Parenthood officials and these Oregon procurement companies frequented and attended. And it's all on video. And it shocked the world. And instead of being labeled as a hero, which she really is, mm-hmm. her and David, Planned Parenthood came after them trying to make an example. And ultimately, now this case, it's up on appeal. We did the trial in the fall of last year, but it's taken this long for the court to ultimately finalize everything to put it into a judgment so we could appeal. Now, they are basing in part their claim on the RICO law. The RICO law is a law that the Supreme Court already said cannot be applied to free speech.
That was something back when the mafia, wasn't it?
That's how it ultimately was created, and then abortion advocates ultimately tried to use it against protesters and sidewalk counselors, and years of litigation went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, that's unconstitutional to apply mm-hmm. it to restrict free speech. Well, that's exactly what the judge did, but, you know, that's what we encountered in the lower court. Pray for this case. Pray for Sandra. Pray for David. This is the most expensive legal case that we've ever had in our history. And by the way, now the attorneys that represent Planned Parenthood want Sandra and David to pay over $10 million in attorney's fees. So there's the $2 million judgment from the court, and then there is the request for attorney's fees that exceed $10 million. That's over $12 million collectively. That's absolutely outrageous. Pray for the case. Pray for our legal team. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember this case in your prayers along with our other cases. And you can also support Liberty Counsel right there on the website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.